FM Agriculture News.
I'm Elsie Richard May with your main agriculture stories. The South African Weather Service has issued a level 4 warning for disruptive rain for several parts of the Northern Cape. According to the Weather Service, the rain is expected to continue until midnight. It furthermore warned flooding of low-lying areas could be expected, flooded roads causing dangerous driving conditions, damage to formal and informal infrastructure, disruption of services, agricultural losses and possible losses of life might also occur. All road users are requested to take extra caution, reduce speed, switch on headlights, while pedestrians should be careful when crossing the road and should avoid crossing rivers and streams where the water level is above the ankles. Millions of rands have been allocated to food security projects in the Northern Cape for the current financial year. The Northern Cape MEC for Agriculture, Environmental Affairs, Rural Development and Land Reform, Masemanopole, says the money will be used to repair and upgrade food security systems. A total of 400,000 rand will be spent in the Pixlika Semed district, while over 790,000 rand will be spent in the Francis Bar district and 650,000 rand will be used in the ZFMCLAU district. The highest budget allocation for food security projects went to the Namakwa district with 1.9 million rand. And young farmers in the Free State will on Thursday get a chance to learn more about the opportunities the agricultural sector has to offer. OFM News' Heidri Malchas reports the Free State Premier, Sisi Ntombela, and the MEC of Agriculture and Rural Development, Thembeni Ngangisa, will lead the dialogue which will be held at the Vreugde Farm at Steynsrus.
The purpose of the dialogue is explained to also encourage the youth to locate their place in the agri sector and the agro-processing value chain. This comes just a week before the Provincial Department of Agriculture hosted the Provincial Youth in Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries Awards, which focuses on celebrating young people in agriculture. Heidri Malchas for OFM News.
And these are our main agriculture stories. I'm Elsie Richard May.
Read more on ofm.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.